For some, internet games are more important than virtually anything else. I know two 30-something friends who decided their aim in life was to gain supremacy in one particular game. In this case, a historical war game. For more than a month, they took it in turns to play. One sleeping on a camp bed by the computer while the other played. For them, the reason was simple. Boredom. One had been laid off and had nothing better to do. The other worked at a state-owned bank, so could catch up on his sleep at work. Eventually, through their joint efforts, they amassed enough points to become nationwide champion. So they decided to stop. That's the story they told me, though I suspect their wives might have had something to do with it. Especially in Chinese country towns, there isn't a lot to do at night. But go into any internet cafe, and you find rows of youngsters, tapping away, oblivious to the outside world. China's puritanical press have even labelled internet cafes hotbeds of juvenile crime and depravity. Nonetheless, money is king in China, and online gaming is a massive market, and one that's increasing exponentially. Last year, China had almost 100 million internet users. One-fifth of them played online games. In 2004, the online gaming industry was worth $600 million. That might not sound like much, but it represents growth of 60% over the year before. In fact, a 31-year-old who set up an online gaming company just 6 years ago has been named China's second richest man, with an estimated fortune of more than $1 billion. Beijing now wants to capture the market and is setting up a college of internet gaming to train developers to come up with healthy games. With hundreds of millions of potential gamers still lacking access to the internet in China, this could be the new gold rush, and no one wants to be left out. For the BBC's World Business Report, this is Louisa Lim in Beijing.
Mm-hmm.